2:22 p.m., January 26th, I think, 2013, Eugene, Oregon. Let's start the timer. Today is an interesting day. There's something magical happening. I won't pretend I know what it is, because who really knows about the turnings of the planets and anything beyond what we feel with the light, right? And those things you can't define. But that's what I feel, that magic thing. I feel the warm weather coming. Today, the sun is shining through these mossy, tall trees of Western Oregon. And just popping this hot chartreuse rim light on all the trees' branches, you know, because of the moss, because of the sun, because the valley forgets the sun here. And you go along with it because you don't know any better in those indeterminate stretches of rain and gray and mist. It gets so wet and cold. I mean, I can't complain about cold having come from upstate New York, where winter really knows how to get down. But, you know, the bleakness, it's the light, you know, it's the light, it's the loss of light and the lack of light. And today the skies are like blazing blue and wow. And I could tell just walking through my house the change and what's coming, and I can feel it without thinking about a date. And I know because suddenly I feel a little cooped up. And I'm prone to being very hermit-like. I don't mind being in my house, my home. I decorate it and stock it in a way that makes me happy. And so I'm happy being in it. And I got lucky where I live. There's a lot of glass here, and I have a lot of light can come in here. And I have nice toys, so I can go a long time. But today, none of those things have changed. But this feeling has, like, I gotta get out there. I even know some people are hiking today, and it's the light. It never stops calling us. Even when it's so dim, and we never stop responding, so it's kind of exciting. I think I'm gonna have to get outside.